You guys, I have a fucking problem. I guess I'll start from the top. So a few days ago, I was messaging this guy. It was going on while we were sexting, and I was like, okay, so this is kinda hot. But like, I wasn't like super into it. I don't know, like I'm with like most of the guys that messaged me. He was talking about like how badly he needed me and stuff like that, and or how like addicted he was to my voice, and I was like, wow, that's kinda hot. Oh god, but soon I started getting very dominating with him, which I didn't think I had that in me. I did not think I would be dominant. I was so fucking hungry. To know that he came for me. And oh god, last night we had such an intense session. One of him started calling me mommy, and it just felt so right. It felt so right to feel like I was taking care of him. Just be praising him, calling him my sweet boy. And god, we're gonna be fucking addicted to each other. I know. I fucking know it. We both know it, and the problem is that we think it's hot, but it is going to ruin our lives if we can't stay away from each other the majority of the day. I told him that I'm literally gonna have to start logging out of my account during the day if we can't, if we continue being this insatiable with each other. God, I don't know. And when he talks about touching me, I'm not instantly turned off like I am with most of the guys that talk about touching me. I know it sounds terrible with me saying like that the bare minimum that I'm not turned off by him saying he wants to touch me, but that's honestly, I know it's massive for me personally. I think it's because he's so submissive about it. God, how much he wants to please me. God. It's just that last night we went for like, I think like 2 hours. I don't remember how long it was. He's the kind that likes to edge for a very long time before coming. And I don't know, like, I can edge for an hour if I'm by myself, but when I'm talking to somebody else, it feels kind of exhausting. God, but I loved every second of it. And the fact that I'm so desperate. Sorry. Just the fact that I'm so desperate that I'm willing to go through hours of edging. Because I want to make him feel so good. Just so fucking hot. Mommy wants to make her baby boy feel so good. Oh, and this morning I was texting him for, I think like 3 hours. I had him humping a pillow for me. God, I didn't realize I had such a thing for pillow humping. There's a woman that messaged me that's also a pillow humper, and it had me so fucking turned on. Hopefully the horniness dies down. That isn't to say that that I don't appreciate our messages and stuff. He knows I love them. Honey, you're listening to this. You know I'm obsessed with you right now. I just really hope the obsession dies down a bit. God. Because you're the only thing I can fucking think about right now. I just hope it dies down, because like I can't have this ruining my life. I just don't know if I have the willpower to stay away from him for so long. urge to just give in. So, it just sounds so good to just spend all day talking to him, pleasuring myself for him, having him be such a good boy for me, have him be so needy. Just have him be a whimpering mess for me all fucking day. Oh, God. Just be his full-time mommy and spend the whole day taking care of him, milking his cock. God. Giving him aftercare, stroking his hair and his back, telling him what a good boy he was, how well he took everything. I'm shaking right now. Oh my God. I feel like I'm in heat. Whenever I even think about him. Oh my God. And me making this audio is not gonna make things easier because I know how needy and horny he's gonna be hearing me talk about him publicly for so many people. So many pen names. Sweetheart, honey, angel, my precious boy. It's like, God, it makes me feel so fucking protective and warm and horny. And we both get off so much on the humiliation of it. If somebody found out how fucking needy and horny he was behind the mask of just of being a responsible adult for a 5'4 girl. Such a high, with a high subby voice. I mean, we'll just think about somebody walking in on him, this grown man whimpering and whining, being a fucking mess for me, desperately humping his pillow, wishing it was me. Yeah, they would never look at him the same again. They would know what a fucking slut he is for me. Fucking needy. Whiny and horny. Desperate to come over and over for his mommy. Like such a good boy. Also, I did get permission from him to talk about this entire situation on here. Because I understand it must be very vulnerable for both of us. Okay, so I will just have to work on keeping different aspects of my life separate, though. Because it will be a serious issue if I can't stay off right all day. God, if it weren't so fucking hot, it'd be so much easier. Oh my God. I'm literally quivering right now. On some level, I'm a little upset with myself. It's not his fault at all. It's that I don't know, that there's so much mommy dumb content by and for men, and it's not that, I don't know, like, I didn't want to contribute to that. Because there's not enough mommy dumb content for women. I feel like I'm sending back the lesbian community a bit. Of how many men have fantasies about turning lesbians, and I don't know, I always hate those certain messages from men, but I don't know, it's just, I think it's because he's so submissive for me. I can't control it. God. I don't know. I'm not the sole cause of fetishization and lesbophobia in the community. And I really hope I don't get backlash for this. God. I don't know, but real talk. Sexuality is fluid for a lot of people, for most people. And I don't think this is invalidating to anybody else's identity. Though, I'm gonna be honest, it might be problematic of me to be posting this knowing so many people if they're gonna hear it. Like, I don't know. I guess the responsible thing to do would be, I guess to tell men listening to this, don't be convinced you can turn a lesbian, like, for any reason whatsoever, just because I'm into this one specific thing. God. Because I'm sharing my personal experience with my sexuality. I don't speak for all lesbians. And for me personally, I don't know what this is about my sexuality, and that's okay. I don't want to obsess over it, because if we obsess over, like, every little thing in life, that might mean that, like, we're changing, or that doesn't fit our exact idea in our head that we have of ourselves, then, like, you're never going to be happy. Nobody fits into a tight box. I'm just having fun with this because it makes me feel really good, and it doesn't make me a drastically different person. Anyways, serious talk over. Love you guys. And I will talk to you all later. Bye bye.